Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Good afternoon. On today's Extension Report, we are joined by Angie Reekins, ISU Extension Field Agronomist. We're going to be talking about today, getting an update on spring planting, the recent spring planting progress released earlier this week, telling that farmers had a lot of days suitable for field work during the last 7 days or so. Angie, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Mitch. Yes, we made significant progress in this last week across the state of Iowa, planting corn and beans. For the most part, most people are wrapped up planting. That's great news. There are people who still have some acres to plant. Nearly everybody I've talked to in the last 4 or 5 days says they'll probably be done by Friday of this week. And that'd be great because I hope we get some rain, and that's what we want, right? Get our crops planted and get a nice rain to get those seeds germinated and help everything uniformly emerge from the soil.
Yeah, so kind of elaborate on emergence. I've taken drives. I've been whether Franklin or Butler County anyway, starting to see some peaks of corn peeking through the ground. Is that kind of what you're seeing across north central Iowa?
Yeah, most corn is right at that VE to almost V1 stage, which means we have one leaf with a collar out, right? The stuff that's just spiking through usually has that first little rounded tip leaf out. That's what happens, and then we wait for the next leaf to come out, right? So we need so many growing degree day units to get each new leaf. So these warmer temperatures this week will help with growth and development of both corn and soybeans. I think the biggest challenge we're seeing right now is we have a lot of soil crusting going on that is sort of delaying or hindering emergence of those new seedlings as they try to push up out of the ground. That soil is pretty hard in a lot of places. And a lot of that has to do with a couple of things, right? We do a lot of tillage, so we kind of remove all that soil structure, and then all those clay and silt particles kind of settle in. And if we get a rain after planting, like we did a couple of weeks ago for all the corn and beans that are emerging right now, it kind of packs it in there and makes like a little tiny concrete layer that those seedlings have to push through. So there are people that have ripped up stands already to replant them because emergence is very uneven and inconsistent. And in a lot of places, some of those seedlings aren't going to make it out of the ground. So that is happening in places. I would encourage people to go out and do some stand assessments, right? Not only to make sure that what you planted is actually out there in terms of population, but to see what's happening, right, in terms of emergence, if the soil's crusted. I mean, there are some things we can do, like rotary hoe, things like that. A rain would certainly help soften up that upper soil crust to help those seedlings push through. And that's another reason we're seeing so much dirt in the air, right? It was really windy yesterday. It was really dusty in a lot of places, really poor visibility. Is we tend to pack those soil surfaces, and then the wind comes along and picks up all those loose fine particles on the top, and we blow a lot of soil, and that's what was happening yesterday. Now we can't really do anything to stop that from happening right now, except maybe if we get a rain, but we can think about how we might manage that for future years, right, with maintaining more residue on the soil, making sure that we're not doing tillage that kind of pulverizes those upper 5, 6, 7 inches of the soil, right? There are things we can do to manage that, but people don't tend to think about those things when it comes time to planting and field prep season.
Yeah, very interesting to see all that dust flying around yesterday. We used to see in the sun kind of fade with the Canadian wildfire smoke, but yesterday was because of the dust, and got our version of the Dust Bowl yesterday. And I guess finally, Angie, you did mention talking about people replanting due to the soil conditions, where they're crusting, what have you. A lot of people got planting done early. Then we had those overnight temperatures at freezing or below. Have you heard any replanting because of that in your area or not?
There were some soybeans that were impacted by those cold mornings and didn't make it and are being replanted. Not a lot of acres of that. Mostly the corn is generally speaking is generally okay. The growing point of corn is still below the ground at this point in time. And you might have gotten some frosted leaf tips, right? They'll kind of turn watery looking and eventually kind of turn brown and die. But generally speaking, that corn plant is still alive and it will continue to send up new leaves. So, and you know, even with yesterday's wind, we probably tattered a lot of leaves on small plants. So that's something to look at as well, knowing the corn plant at least is going to continue to shoot new leaves, right? If the soybeans are sheared off at the soil level, or at least below the cotyledons, they're not going to come back. So all good reasons to go out and take some time to scout what's going on in your field.
All right, very good. Well, Angie, thanks a lot for joining us here. We'll talk here in about a month or so.
Thanks, Mitch. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, our thanks to Angie Reekens on today's Extension Report.